McLeod. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Jim. So the Minnesota Wild win last night. Kind of a weird game where they go up 3-0, got all three of their goals in the power play in the first period, and then the Kings didn't score until the third, and they scored three times to force overtime. And then the Wild get the only goal in the shootout to win it. Your thoughts on the Wild?
Yeah, Wolstedt was saying that his grandfather used to tell him, or his father, somebody used to tell him that the 3-goal lead was the hardest to protect, which is really funny that he would remember that. Wolstedt, you know, he's been a good prospect for a long time. He was on a nice rise through the organization. Last year, they kind of bounced him around, and he didn't respond well. He didn't play very well. So we didn't know exactly what you're going to get this year. They're going to need him to be a good backup and an injury replacement possibly. And he survived last night. He was very good in the overtime and the shootout. I just think at this stage of his career, anytime he needs some positive things to happen to him, last night was a positive thing.
So the Wild are now 2-1 this season. I know three games in, it's hard to really take a whole lot from it, but I mean, they did get three power play goals. And I think at one point last year, that was a big concern. They weren't doing well on special teams.
Yeah, and they got Brodin back, Boyan playing a little bit on power play. I think he helps. It's as much about confidence as anything, I think, in the power play. It's like, you know, it's like hitting a base. It's like being a major league hitter. If your median is rate of success around the league is 30% and you're a little off and you're down at 20% or something like that, you're going to feel terrible. You're probably not that different than most others. Maybe you had one bad bounce. So once again, I think this stage of the year, you just want them to feel kind of get comfortable with playing together.
They're getting good contributions from newcomers on the team. Vladimir Tarasenko had a couple of assists. Steve Bouyam, I know he's a guy that you and I have talked about. He had an assist for him last night. How are those guys fitting in?
Well, Tarasenko, he's got great hands. You know, he's been a champion. He's been a superstar. He's an older guy now. So the question is, you know, does he still have, you know, first two things to go for a hockey player, hands and legs, you know? I don't think they're going to require him to be a great two-way player. They just want him to be a solid defender who moves the puck well and has that scoring touch. Last night was a good sign. He did get two assists. We'll see how his legs hold up. It looks like he still has his hands. Boyam, I think he's going to be a really good player. And yeah, I think he had an assist last night.
Jim, the Timberwolves last night beat up on the team from China, Zhangzhou, 134-74. And a big game from Rob Dillingham offensively at 27 points. Any takeaways?
I just can't read much into that. That's a team they should beat, and they beat them. And Dillingham looked really good, but it's not like playing an NBA team that kind of knows you, so I'm not going to read much into that.
Jim, what do you think about the young players, Berenger? We've seen him a little bit in preseason games. Could he be a guy that could see a little bit of time, you know, maybe try to help his development if he's going to stay with the NBA roster?
That's what they're going to have to monitor. You know, are there enough minutes available for him to develop, or is he better playing? And I could see him bouncing back and forth. They have a deep roster, you know, and the question is, can he be kind of a true backup center? You know, can he come in and play enough minutes behind Gobert, defend the rim, rebound, learn how to play offense in the NBA, that he's still speeding his development? I think it's going to be a feel thing. And also, anytime we talk about how a season's going to play out, you know, we never know what injuries are going to be. I mean, injuries will probably be the defining factor and how many minutes are available to him.
Jim, there was two NFL game last night. The Bears win the later game, 25-24 against the Washington Commanders. They get a late field goal to win it at the end. They're now 3-2. They've won three in a row. Your thoughts on the Bears?
Yeah, they look pretty good last night, and they got a running game going. I mean, you know, of course, we focus so much on Ben Johnson and his work with Caleb Williams and how the passing game's going to look. They got a running game going yesterday, and Swift, who's been a very up-and-down player throughout his NFL career, ran the ball really effectively. They blocked very effectively for him. It looked like a real NFL offense. And then Caleb, I thought, played well against a good defense on the road. So, you know, I think that was a really good sign for them. They also had a game-winning drive, which decides so many NFL games this year. And you want to see Caleb Williams, if you're a Bears fan, you want to see him be able to handle that that situation. So he was efficient. He was productive. He took three sacks, but he wasn't just running around crazy and running into trouble. No interceptions. He ran for a touchdown. You know, we should all know by now that you can't overrate any one NFL game. I mean, one of the reasons the Bears won is because Jaden Daniels, who's a very sound player, fumbled a handoff late in the game. Otherwise, Washington probably wins that game. But, you know, it was a good night for Caleb Williams, a good night for the running game. It was a good night for Ben Johnson. And they're right there. They're 3-2, right there with the Vikings.
Yeah, and you got the Lions are 4-2. You got the Packers are 3-1-1. So it's tight. I mean, could this go any way? I mean, who do you think, if you had to rank the four teams, who's one, who's last?
I think going in, I had Vikings 1, Packers 2, Lions 3, Bears 4. At this moment, to me, the Lions look like the best team. And I'd have to give the Packers an edge over the Vikings just because they're a little more settled at quarterback and a little more settled with the star defensive player being their star defensive players being healthy. And I think Matthew Golden is going to come along nicely. And I put the Vikings 3, and I put the Bears 4th, but I wouldn't put them as a buried, no hope 4th. I would put them as a 4th that has a chance to be in 3 or 2 if they keep playing well.
Jim, the other game, the Falcons beat the Bills 24-14. Boy, Bijan Robinson, he's an amazing player. 170 yards rushing and an 81-yard touchdown run. The Falcons upsetting, I suppose, the Bills. And Josh Allen threw a couple of interceptions. Your thoughts on those two teams?
Yeah, the Bills, again, it's been a wild season. And, you know, here you have the Bills losing 2 in a row right when everybody's saying, okay, this might be the best team in the NFL. And Atlanta just ran right through them. Their defense is just not that stout right now. And Atlanta's very talented offensively. They really use Bijan Robinson's talents and Drake London's talents to their advantage. They have some nice secondary offensive players. Penix gets the ball out quickly. I don't think he's a finished product, but he does get the ball out quickly, manage that offense well. But Bijan Robinson, I mean, it's just hard to beat a team if the running back's going to produce however many hundreds of yards he did last night. And it looked easy for him.
Jim, as far as the Vikings are going to get back to practice, getting set for that game against the Eagles, what are some of the things you're going to be watching this week to see who's going to be available and who may not be?
Yeah, injuries. So sounds like Wentz will be able to play. McCarthy is going to practice, but I'm not hearing anything between the lines that tells me, yeah, we're going to speed up McCarthy and get him ready to play on Sunday. It really sounds like Wentz is going to play and McCarthy's going to be out for another week or two. But getting him back in action is important for a young quarterback. Sounds like Blake Cashman, they're going to take him. He's basically going to open his practice window, his 21-day practice window. We don't know yet whether that means he'll play this week. I'm guessing he will, but that's just a guess at this point. Sounds like Brian O'Neill's going to practice. Michael Juergens is going to practice. Donovan Jackson's going to practice. That could be big for the offensive line. Get those three back, and if Darisaw is able to play a full game, all of a sudden the offensive line's in good shape. And Ginkle, still very worrisome, and Ryan Kelly still dealing with a concussion.
The injury list is long. I mean, you look at how long that Viking list is, but the 49ers have it worse. There's always somebody that seems like they have it worse.
Yep. Yeah, and Fred Warner is one of the best players in the NFL, and he's out. They're missing their quarterback, their best defensive player, receiving talent, offensive line talent. Everybody has it. It's just kind of like, you know, the old next man up philosophy in the NFL. That sounds great, but your next man up better be pretty good. And sometimes some positions you get an injury and you realize the next man up is really good. Sometimes you have an injury, you realize the next man up is not very good.
Jim, the Tennessee Titans fired their head coach, Callahan. Your thoughts?
They gave him 2 years and two different young quarterbacks, and neither young quarterback looked like they were moving in the right direction at all. Cam Ward is a number one pick. He's a very talented guy. Seems to be very highly thought of as a leader, and he was going nowhere. I just think, you know, why wait? I mean, why if this coach isn't going to help this quarterback, then you got to get somebody else in there.
Jim, in the baseball playoffs, Mariners got another win at Toronto, so they're up 2-0. They won 10-3 last night. Dodgers were able to hold off the Brewers 2-1 to win game one of that series. Thoughts on the two baseball series?
I wrote about today, Jorge Polanco, basically game-winning hits in 3 straight postseason games. He hits the walk-off in the 15th or inning, I believe it was, to win that series. Then he hits a go-ahead single, ends up producing the last 2 runs and a 3-1 victory in game one. last night. He's a three-run homer off former Twin Louis Varland to give his team the lead. He's been fantastic. I wrote about the fact that I went down to Fort Myers to see some prospects in 2014. I was there to see Barrios. I was there to see Rosario, check in on Buxton, who I think was hurt at the time. And I saw this skinny kid playing shortstop, and I was like, who's this guy? And they're like, oh, I don't know if he's a shortstop, and he's got to put some weight on, but this guy can hit. And it was Polanco. And I think his first major league at bat, he hit a pitch he should not be able to hit on a line down the right field line for a double. He just has that, you know, professional level swing. He has composure. And I think we can say now that the Twins made a mistake trading him. They should have traded Kepler and kept Polanco. They've been, ever since they traded him, they've needed that middle of the order, calming, run-producing hitter. And he could have been their first baseman, their DH, their second baseman, and they miss him.
All right, Jim, what do you got in your podcast?
Let's see. Good Chin Music with Roy Smalley and Lavelle. I recommend that. We have Alec Lewis's show out on the Vikings. Let's see. We have Russo's show, War Seats in the House on hockey, is out. Everything's at TalkNorth.com or on your favorite podcast app.
All right, Jim. Thank you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Jim.
It's Jim Suhan, Star Tribune sports columnist, joining us each weekday morning at this time. Follow him on Twitter at SuhanStrib. Check out his latest column in the Star Tribune or his podcast at TalkNorth.com. Jim, once again today, brought to you by the Green Mill in downtown St. Cloud. Next on WJON, it's World of National News from ABC, followed by local news.